The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Nintendo plans to tackle Switch 2 scalpers early, Roll 7 games, Ollie Ollie World and Rollerdrome disappear from stores, and the winner of the Grammy Award for Best Video Game Music is announced. Here is the news for Sunday, 9th of February. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Guys, this is why we can't have nice things. The Switch 2 was officially announced only a couple of weeks ago, and despite not even having a release date yet, Nintendo believes that scalpers are getting ready to ruin things for the rest of us.
It's a given that the Switch 2 is going to fly off the shelves, and that's only going to be exacerbated by scummy little scalpers with their tricksy little high-tech bots doing their dirty work for them. Furukawa told Nikkei that Nintendo will take all possible measures to combat shortages, with Nikkei previously reporting that the console's delay could even be due to the company taking extra time to ensure they manufacture enough Switch 2s to go around. So let's just all get together and pray that the scalpers spend all their money on Switch 2s just to find out that there is more than enough for everyone. Two hit indie games, Ollie Ollie World and Rollerdrome, have recently disappeared off Steam and Xbox with literally no explanation. Last year, we saw the game's developer Roll 7 Studio shut down and the publisher Private Division was also shut down and then sold off. According to a Bloomberg report, the buyer was a Texas private equity firm, which is backing a bid by the former staff of Annapurna Interactive. Supposedly, the ex-Annapurna staff will take over Private Division's games, which include the Hobbit game, Tales of the Shire, and a new game for Pokemon developer Game Freak.
Take-Two, the former parent company of Roll 7 and Private Division, said the buyer has bought the rights to substantially all of the publisher's live and unreleased titles. However, for now, the fate of the back catalogue titles, like the two skating games, is not super clear. It really brings up the conversation of what happens to the sustainability and archiving of games when their developers or publishers shut down or change. If you haven't yet bought the games, it may be best to do it just in case. Ollie Ollie World is still up on PlayStation and Nintendo, and Rollerdrome is on PlayStation.
I can hear all of those physical media purists right now just patting themselves on the back.
That's me with movies.
It's a great way to be. One day your streaming services will be like, actually, we don't want to pay for this movie anymore and you can't find it anywhere. And you know what we'll do? We'll all go to Fiona's house and watch it on Blu-ray.
The Grammys were held this week and surprisingly, a reimagining of a retro classic took home the trophy. Wizardry Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord took out the award for Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media, going up against Marvel's Spider-Man 2, God of War Ragnarok Valhalla, and a few other AAA titles.
However, the original game didn't have music, so composer Winifred Phillips had to make everything from scratch for the remake. She's also composed for other games such as God of War and Borderlands. It's always exciting to see video game scores get acknowledged at these big awards. You can listen and download the entire album on Bandcamp. Steam has introduced a new warning on games that have been in early access for too long. As you know, when you buy a game that's in early access, a box pops up, essentially saying the game is in early access, it's not complete, and it may or may not change any further. But now they've added a note under that text indicating how long it's been since there's been an update, whether that be 4 months or 4 years.
They also now include a statement from the game's developer about why the game is in early access and how long it will be until the game is expected to be fully released. It's still not clear on how long is too long and how big the update needs to be to warn off that timer. However, it's a smart and easy way to tell people if a game has been abandoned. And in Pokemon news, the Pokemon trading card game Pocket has reached $500 million in sales in just a couple of months. According to App Magic, the game, which sees you tearing open different expansion packets and battling others, hit $500 million on February 4th, less than 3 months since it launched. This achievement rivals Pokemon Go, which made the same amount, but in 22 days less.
The latest Space-Time Smackdown expansion saw daily sales surpass $10 million for the first time. Daily sales, $10 million. And the sales from the first 2 days of the expansion accounts for 22% of the entire month's revenue. I guess some people really do want to catch them all. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Get ready to lose days of your life next week when Civilization VII drops on the 11th. Expect a heap of new features, improved graphics, and narration by the always impressive Gwendolyn Christie. That's out on all platforms this Tuesday. Make sure you take a look at the review on sifter.com.au as well.
The latest contestant in the Kyle's Most Hated Video Game Name Contest is coming to the West this week. The Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak 2. Ugh. After years of only releasing in Asia, this well-received JRPG will come to PlayStation, PC, and Switch this Friday. And yeah, look, despite the name, apparently it is quite good.
And lastly, we have Tomb Raider 4-6 Remastered. It's your favourite Tomb Raider classics, but with a whole heap more polygons to smooth out those sharp edges. Unless sharp edges are your thing, in which case you have the option to switch back and forth from the old models to the new. Out on all platforms on the 14th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Give us a rating or review. A lot of podcasts ask for this, and you know why? It works. Search for Walkthrough on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Pocket Casts, and give us 5 stars if you think we're doing a good job. I mean, you could give us something other than 5 stars for Walkthrough, but you and I both know it's fun to click the maximum. So help us out, rate Walkthrough 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on Pocket Casts. Thanks.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Bunn. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
And you better believe we'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Hi, Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like, it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth. Being like, oh, genuinely like, oh. You make fun of him for being this, like, broody, dark, I'm a Grim Reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And, like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you, though, you're Sunshine. I'm, like, I can feel myself literally, like, starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.